continuing on. Continuing on with the conversation today on this Super Tuesday 2, including the big primary, the big prize, Michigan, 125 pledged delegates coming out of Michigan today, I believe. Now, the polling here says that Joe Biden's running away with this thing pretty handily. Of course, we were told that 4 years ago. One poll had Hillary Clinton up by 27, but a poll today, Target Insights, shows Joe Biden up by 41. I find that probably to be a bit optimistic. Adrian Heyman here is a Democratic political consultant, CEO of Grassroots Midwest, based in Lansing, and here to handicap it for us. Adrian, welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Good to have you here. All right, so again, 4 years ago, we were looking at Hillary Clinton. The Real Clear Politics average had her better than 20 points ahead of Bernie Sanders, and Bernie came into Michigan, shocked Hillary, shocked the political world with a point-and-a-half win in Michigan. It was a big deal, kept him going, kept him rolling. What do you think today? Does Joe Biden really have this kind of momentum and support? Because Bernie's supporters are hardcore. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Bernie's supporters are very hardcore. I think that the former vice president is going to win pretty easily in Michigan. A 41-point spread sort of beggars belief. I don't think he's going to win by that much. But I think you can expect to see former Vice President Biden with a comfortable win somewhere on the order of 8 to 10 points this year.
And what has changed from 4 years ago until today? I mean, I think it's safe to say Joe Biden is not the strongest candidate we've seen in a presidential election in my lifetime. He seems a bit out of sorts, I think it's fair to say, a bit confused. And Bernie, very sharp. And Bernie, on point. Is it just a step too far for too many Democrats to go that far to the left? Are they rejecting socialism? What are your thoughts?
You know, I think there's two things going on here. Number one, I think some of the stuff about Joe Biden being confused is a little overblown. I'm not denying that that's the case, but maybe played up a little bit too much for the media. I think the big difference between this year and 2016 is how deeply unpopular Senator Sanders' opponent was with some core Democratic constituencies in 2016. You know, non-college educated white working class voters did not like Hillary Clinton. Joe Biden's been winning votes from folks like that for his entire political career. So I think that that's a big difference. And I think that's part of what's being reflected in the polling results is that he's performing decently with that constituency where Hillary Clinton just did not. She was deeply unpopular with those folks.
And that's fair. And I think that's a good assessment. And so maybe Joe Biden does win here fairly handily. I believe the next debate is next week. Is that right? Because there is going to be a debate between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. I don't have it right up in front of me here, but in the next few days, there'll be a debate between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden has been able to get through these debates just. His last debate performance, I think, was arguably his best of the cycle, but it's not great. And when you have six people on the stage or seven, there's plenty of downtime and plenty of time to hide and say, oh, I'm out of time. That's not going to happen in a 90-minute debate with Bernie Sanders. That certainly is not going to happen in a 90-minute debate with Donald Trump. And I wonder, and you tell me, is Joe Biden up for it?
Well, we're going to find out. And I think, you know, your instinct about this is correct. This is a really important test coming up in this next debate for the former vice president about being able to hold his own on the debate stage. Ultimately, the most important thing to Democratic primary voters this year is the ability to defeat the president. And as you pointed out, Donald Trump is a heck of a counterpuncher, if nothing else. And so the vice president, the former vice president, really needs to show against Senator Sanders in the next debate that he can hold his own on the debate stage. Democrats are going to show up for him in the fall in November. But what are independents going to do? And he's got to give some comfort to them that he's up to the job. And I think that, you know, a good performance on the debate stage against Senator Sanders will go a long way to doing that.
Adrian Heyman here, Democratic political consultant, CEO of Grassroots Midwest, based in Lansing. So that brings me to the real question here. Let's say, for the sake of argument, that the former vice president doesn't do particularly well in a debate with Bernie Sanders. And let's say we do get to Milwaukee in July, and Bernie Sanders has picked up enough delegates so that Joe Biden doesn't have the 1,191 that he needs to secure the nomination on the first ballot, then what?
Well, that's a very interesting question. I mean, I think in all likelihood, what ends up happening is, you know, the party activist set is going to consolidate under that scenario behind a candidate other than Bernie Sanders, because ultimately Bernie Sanders isn't actually a Democrat. You know, that's not how he's been running for office for the last several decades. And I think, you know, there's this interesting theory that the Sanders campaign had that they could run for a major party's nomination by running against that party. You know, it's not to say that that's impossible to do. That's largely what Donald Trump did in the Republican primary process in 2016. But a lot of party activists who devoted decades of their lives to advancing the interests of the party, they don't like that. And so if it comes to a contested convention, Senator Sanders would be at a huge disadvantage.
I think you have nailed it there. Adrian Heyman here. And I would say this, Adrian, and you and I might disagree on this. If the election were held today, I still believe that Donald Trump would hold on to Michigan and the White House. But with the coronavirus being a complete wild card, and how this plays out and how it is handled by the administration could be a potentially big influence on the election. We got 20 seconds. I'll give you the last word.
No, I think that's right. Right now, I think that the president's a slight favorite for reelection, but, you know, there's a lot of daylight between now and November.
You got that right. A lot of Adrian, come back anytime. Good conversation. You're on the ball. I like it. I like you a lot.
Really appreciate it. Thanks a lot for having me.
There you have it. Adrian Heyman, everybody. Democratic political consultant, CEO of Grassroots Midwest, and a guy who calls it straight. 25 after on the Steve Gruber Show.